thoughts never, ever created anything, and they never will. Thoughts have to be put into words to get into action. Creation is done with words.
Join us today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as Kenneth Copeland shares with us how to walk in the faith steps of Abraham that lead to the blessing. Now, here's Kenneth.
We're talking about walking in the faith steps of Abraham. If you walk the way he walked, you get his results. Because God is no respecter of persons. Amen. Abraham's blessing is the Eden blessing. It's the same blessing that God placed on Adam. It's the same blessing then that he spoke over Noah. Ham and Japheth sloughed it off, but God didn't give up. Let's look. Now, let me say it to you again. Abraham's blessing, you say it. Abraham's blessing is the Eden blessing. Say it. Abraham's blessing is the Eden blessing. And I might add, before we go any further, the blessing now, its first job is to remove the curse in your life and replace it with the Garden of Eden supply. That's what it does. You've been redeemed from the curse. Let me put it to you this way. Was there any death in the Garden of Eden?
No.
Then the new birth in Jesus Christ is part of the blessing. Was there any sickness?
No.
Then the healing ministry of Jesus is part of the blessing. Was there any poverty in the garden?
No,
man, there's gold laying around on the ground. Amen. Well, then divine prosperity. I pray that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. All three of those things are under the blessing. They're part of the blessing. Amen. Now, back to Galatians chapter 3. Oh, my. I tell you, when this thing began to unravel to me and I began to see, I could hardly stand it. And it's been working on me all these years, working in me. When I got injured in my back, when that disc just exploded in my back and I was in such terrible, horrible pain. I mean, it's the worst pain I've had in my life. And I'd go to sleep by faith and just because the 127th Psalm said he gives his beloved sleep and I'm my father's beloved and I'm going to sleep. And I'd sleep a little bit and wake up. I woke up more than once in the nighttime. I woke myself up. I heard myself saying, the blessing is working in me. The blessing is working in me. I am the seed of Abraham, and the blessing is working in me. The blessing is healing my body. The blessing is removing the pain in my body. The blessing is working, preparing my day for tomorrow. I had never consciously had that thought. I woke myself up saying that. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Well, my body's healed. Well, amen. I'm 40 pounds lighter. Amen. And just a little past middle age. I tell you, I was reading in the book of Genesis, studying all this, getting ready to come preach to you here just 2 weeks ago. And I was reading along. The first time that God declared in the book of Genesis, and man's days shall be 120 years. It hit me. I mean, it just spun me around. And I said out loud, I said, Gloria, look at this. God needs me to live 120 years. If he'd have needed you to live 70, he'd have said 70. That came out in the wilderness in the lives of those disobedient people. It was never, ever God's plan for you to live 70. That was for disobedient people out in that desert. You ought to be living 120 years and die young at an old age. Think about it. Now, you could live. Gloria is doing a book on living long and living strong. Praise God. It's really got me excited. But now think about this. I never had this thought till just a few days ago, and it's just enormous in me now. Anybody can live really and truly if a person's really energetic about taking good care of your physical body and take care of the way you think. You can live to be 90 or 100 years old, die and go to hell. Not even know God. Amen. I mean, just taking care of your physical body and so forth. But somebody that would live that long by faith, that's a different thing, my brother. We're still talking about you taking good care of yourself and doing all of the things that we're responsible to do. Amen. Because God needs us to live 120 years. But I'm telling you, there's not anybody that's gotten to that place by faith where they've stretched their own out there 105, 110, 115 years. You live to be 115 years old in good health, and you do it by faith in the blessing of the Lord. You're going to learn some things ain't none of the rest of us know yet. Huh? Yeah. There's a level of revelation we're not even touching and haven't for hundreds and even thousands of years, because nobody would stretch the faith out there to get, well, I'm going for it, bless you. Amen. I'm 71 and a half and on my way. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm a better man at 71 than I was 25 years ago. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, oh, glory. Hallelujah. Christ has redeemed us, 3:13, from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree or on the cross, so that the blessing of Abraham, so that the Eden blessing might come on Ham and Japheth. Yeah. He blessed Noah and his sons. Amen. Well, Ham and Japheth blew it off, but God didn't give up on them. Gentiles, that's Ham and Japheth. Huh? You better say yeah. Because you kin to Ham and Japheth. Or you like me, you kin to all three of them. Praise God. Yeah, me and Jesse, we all three. And so are most of you by this time. But see, when God said, preached the gospel to Abraham and said, through you the nation shall be blessed, he was not talking about but three people. Shem. Abraham was a descendant of Shem, who walked in the blessing and kept it. But he's also talking about Ham and Japheth. We're going to get them back. So Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, so the blessing of Abraham, so the Eden blessing could come on all the rest of us, that we could walk in it, that we could have it. Now, this is what you got to get. When you get a hold of this, when it really gets real down on the inside of you, sickness and disease can't stand in your presence. You begin to have an understanding of the blood of Jesus like you never had before. Now listen to this. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Now that's the reason he went to the cross. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, even if it's just a covenant between men, if it be confirmed, or if it be a blood covenant, even if it's just between men, if it's a confirmed covenant, no man can dissolve it, and no man can add to it or take away from it. If it's a confirmed covenant, it's settled. How much more then the blood of God? Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. This verse of Scripture is the kingpin. This is the revolve. This is the axle. This is the capstan around which all of these things revolve. Listen very, very carefully. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, or plural, but as of one to thy seed, which is Christ. God blessed Abraham with the promise, then the blessing. Then he entered a blood covenant with him. And it was that word, that oath, that brought Jesus into the earth. That word became flesh. And it dwelt among us. Are you listening now? I mean, we're really close. We're grasping hold of something here. Now, here's God made covenant with this man Abraham and blessed him with the Eden blessing. But now, in doing so, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, to thy seed, which is Christ. The promise, the oath that he swore to Abraham was the word that became flesh. That promise to Abraham. Abraham walked in it. That promise, the blessing that produced Isaac, the blessing that produced Jacob, the blessing that produced Moses, the blessing that produced Daniel, the blessing that produced all the way up to and including Jesus. And that was the reason for it all to begin with, was to get him into this earth and pay the price that Adam messed up and get that blessing back on another Adam. Woo! Glory to God. He's called the Lamb. blessed Adam. We don't need another one, bless God. The blessing. He was walking in the blessing without measure. Every healing was the blessing of the Eden blessing, praise God. Every raise from the dead was the Eden blessing in manifestation. It was the Eden blessing that raised him from hell. And it's on you. It's on you. It's in you now. Abraham believed God. What did he believe? He believed he's blessed. Well, you know, I'm not blessed. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Shut up. That's an insult to the cross. Yes, you are blessed. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You need to begin to think like it. You need to change your way of thinking. Your way of thinking is the way you were raised. There are a lot of things you think and say. It's, you don't even know why. I mean, they're just there. It's your way of saying. A lot of people say, well, you know, I mean, you know, sickness runs in our family. Well, I don't doubt it. That's your way of thinking. Well, you know, we're poor but proud. Well, either one is a loser. Pride will get you just as quick as the poverty will. All that's under the curse. But you have to change your way of thinking. And it's not all that difficult to do, but you have to follow the process. If you don't, you never will be able to do it. You have to go to another source of thought. Isaiah 55, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. So we can put that together and say, his way of thinking is higher than our way of thinking. Amen. Then he said, just before he said that, he said, let the wicked, or the twisted man, wicked comes from our, we get the same word wicker from the base word, which means twisted. If you're thinking the curse and speaking the curse and all the time Jesus is your Lord, you think it's twisted. Your way of thinking is not in line with what God's done for you. And you, even though you love God, you don't know the difference, you're still killing yourself with your mouth. So, he said, let the wicked forsake his thoughts. Let him forsake them. Then he said, my word goes forth out of my mouth, and it will prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. So he sent you his word to give you his thoughts and his way of thinking. Now, Jesus gave us the clue in the 6th chapter of the book of Matthew. He said, why take ye thought saying? Thoughts never, ever created anything, and they never will. Thoughts have to be put into words to get into action. Creation was done with words. Amen. Now, I'll close with this. Why take ye thought saying? That's the way you take a thought. So you go to God's word, which is his will for you. And we'll just use the blessing as a for instance. The word says I'm blessed. The blessing of Abraham is upon me. The word says that I'm a joint heir with Christ Jesus. Praise God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed coming in, blessed going out. So I go to the word on purpose, and I make the decision to take this thought and say it, and forsake my saying that I'm sick, I'm scared, I'm dying, I don't have enough, we'll never make it, I can't afford it. Get that, I can't afford it, out of your mouth. I'm blessed, praise God. All my needs are met according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm a rich man. Well, the body of Christ came to the place where they began to think rich was a dirty word. No, it's a God word. It's the world that messed it up. They don't even know what rich is, man. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And he had no sorrow to it. All that stuff out there they're gathering up in the world's got sorrow in it. You're gathering the sorrow when you're gathering up the stuff. Now, I make the decision. That's God's thought. So I'm going to think this. Now, in order to think this, I need to take the thought by saying it. Okay? Amen. So I decide, I think it, and I say it. I decide, and I think it, and I say it. I decide, and I think it, and I say it. I decide, and I think it, and I say it. I see in here, by his stripes ye were healed. Well, the pain and all the rest of it, no. Pain is actually a form of thought. They put you to sleep, you don't hurt. So it's, and you can control pain with God's thoughts and words. The same as you can control other thoughts. You can't control thoughts with thoughts. You have to control thoughts with words. Your mind has to stop and see what your mouth has got to say. Now, well, I decide, by his stripes ye were healed. Ye means me. By his stripes I was healed, so I am healed. I take that thought and say it. I decide, I take the thought, and I say it. I decide, and I take the thought, and I say it. My mind jumps back at me and says, nah, you ain't healed, you're sick. I say, shut up, I'm not taking that thought. I decide to take God's thought. That's a higher thought. It's a higher way of thinking. I'm thinking this way. I'm thinking blessed. I'm thinking overcomer. I'm thinking enough and more than enough. I'm thinking I'm a blessed. I'm not just trying to be blessed. I'm a blessing. God needs me rich. He needs me to live 120 years. He needs me strong. He don't need me weak. Well, I didn't get that overnight. I got that by saying it. I decide. I take the thought and I say it. And I decide and I take the thought and I say it until I no longer have to think to say it. When it comes out my mouth without my having to decide to think it, to say it, it has become mine. And when it came out, then it is full of faith. Woo! Out of the abundance of my heart, my mouth's letting the blessing work. Let the blessing work.
How much can you grow in 3 days? What about an entire week? Get rooted in the Word of God and engage your faith at these life-transforming meetings in 2009. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days at the Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th to 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri.
You're not blessed because of wealth and riches in your house. You have wealth and riches in your house because you're blessed.
Then to Long Beach, California for the West Coast Believers Convention, June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center.
It's really like a breath of fresh air.
Just charges us up for the year to come.
I just can't stay away from it.
Head on down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Ken taught today how the blessing has removed the curse from your life. The blessing is abundance. The blessing, under the blessing, and you should know Deuteronomy 28. You should know what it says because the blessing belongs to you. Abundance belongs to you. But there are certain things in the Scripture that we're told to do in order to be sure a blessing, blessings and blessings keep coming to us. One of them is give, and it shall be given unto you again. Another is tithing. The most important thing you can do in your finances is to begin to tithe. Give God his part. He's got an interest in what you're doing. But today I want to talk about the giving part. We're receiving the offering day. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation, Luke 6:38. If you give, you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full measure, pressed down, shaken together, to make room for more and running over. So whatever you give, when you give in faith, it's multiplied. And you don't just get what you gave back, but you get back the multiplication. Mark says some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. I like that 100-fold. If you give, you will receive your gift. Your gift will be returned. Will return to you in full measure, pressed down, shaken together, to make room for more and running over. Whatever measure you give, you use in giving, large or small, it will be used to measure what is given back to you. Now I'm going to pray over your offering, and I'm going to believe for an increase. So if you gave a dollar, you might get $100. I don't know. But if you didn't give anything, you won't get anything possibly. So you get ready and you release your faith. We're givers. Hallelujah. Father, I pray over the offering today. I know you're looking at every person right now. You're looking at their gift. You're looking at their heart. We sow in faith today. And we thank you, Lord, that we are blessed. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. According to what they give, and according to their faith. Now I add my faith to theirs. And in the name of Jesus, I command abundance to come in your life and the blessing to increase in your life. As you sow today, as you sow in church this week, as you tithe, don't just tithe, tithe in faith. Don't just sow, sow in faith. And believe God for the return. Hallelujah. I like to believe for 100-fold return on my giving. Glory to God. Why? Because it's in there and I can believe for it. And it's important that you sow what God tells you to sow. Join Ken and me for Thanksgiving week next week. Thanksgiving special. It's that time again already. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
As time ticks closer to eternity, will God find faith in the earth? Make sure He finds it in your life. Walk through the open door of faith, victory, and power with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Capture fresh insights, focus your faith, and step into your divine destiny through the word-based teachings of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Gain new perspectives on the key issues of life from the biblical revelations of powerful men and women of God. Take a step toward your victory and be encouraged by the real-life stories of believers as they overcome everyday challenges and experience God's power. Find out how you can be a part of events in a city near you and in places around the world. Check out television broadcast schedules, BVOV radio and webcasting. Find teaching tapes, books, DVDs, CDs, and music for every member of your family. The Believer's Voice of Victory, transforming lives with the power of God's Word.